Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host, and it's wonderful to be with you this morning. I know we have a little bit of fog in the bay, but hey, it's okay. At least it's sunny over there in Paris or Italy or wherever you want to go. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, you hear the music. They call me the Sandman. That's right. I am the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here. You've tuned into the Protect Your Assets show. And that's because I am a financial advisor and I'm a practicing attorney right here in the state of California. Are you between the ages of 56 to 72? Well, according to the Insured Retirement Institute, this was a new survey, just came out, blew me away. Only 11% of you have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Will $500,000 last 20 years of your remaining life expectancy? What if you or your spouse live past age 82? Will Social Security and Medicare cover all of your expenses? Well, these are all very sobering questions, but consider this. If you are between the ages of 56 and 72, you were born just after World War II. To be more specific, between 1946 and 1964. You were raised during the biggest, most sustained economic boom in human history. Think about that. This period of prosperity even beats that of the great Roman Empire. I mean, can you hear the music right now? We're talking about Star Wars type of stuff. Most likely you were sent to college, maybe even went to grad school. And this was reasonable at the time because it was just about free in terms of the way it costs today. And then when you went out to look for work, you were able to get a job pretty easily, weren't you? And then, of course, you started putting money in that 401k, which, of course, was created during your generation. And then you just happened to buy a house here in the Bay Area, because why would you pay rent? And prices on those assets, well, you saw the market yesterday. I'm sure you've Zillowed your house rate lately. You're at all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, think about this, was at 1,000 in the early 80s. I can remember that when I was getting started in the business. And when most boomers were first entering the workplace, that was it. But now the Dow could touch 27,000 this year. And we had the NASDAQ set an all-time high this past week as well. My point, you are living longer. And according to this recent survey, this is a brand new survey, if you're between the ages of 56 and 72, most of you are not ready to retire, and you're making these, what I call, the seven deadly sins. And these seven deadly sins are preventing you from retiring. Well, it's not too late. You see, each week, my team and I, we see many, many people just like you who make these deadly sins. So today, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share with you what we have found to be the seven deadly sins for people between the ages of 56 and 72. Now, I'm not talking about things that are floating through your mind right now. I'm talking about stuff that's practical, that's related to the things floating through your mind right now. Okay? So it's going to be a real action-packed show. I'm going to get into the details about this. Find out what the number one deadly sin of retirement is and how to avoid it. It's all coming up next.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. If you were born between 1946 and 1964, then you want to pay attention to this. It's a brand new article that came out recently, and it says the Boomer Expectations for Retirement, end quotes, name of the article. Boomer Expectations for Retirement. And it says that most boomers are unprepared for retirement. And get this, barely 1 in 10 has saved enough. I know this sounds shocking and downright crazy, but that's a real problem. So consider this. You have experienced the biggest, most sustained economic boom in human history. And this period that you've been alive and saving has been a fantastic period of prosperity for our country, surpassing that of the Roman Empire, if you can believe that. And when you graduated from school, unlike today, it was easier to find a job. Some of your kids, you probably know what I'm talking about right now. They're out there trying to find jobs. It's not easy. It's tough. And it certainly wasn't tough like our grandparents in the Depression trying to find a job. So just think about that. So what did you do? You put money into your 401k because, of course, your generation created the 401k. It was started in 1973, you may remember, as a result of ERISA. And you bought a house. And prices on both of those assets from the time you bought them to today have gone up quite a bit. I mean, think about this. Remember in 1980, the Dow was trading around 1,000. And this past week, it got over 26,000. Saw the NASDAQ and the S&P hit highs. NASDAQ hit an all-time high. And if you go to Zillow, I encourage you to do that. Go check out the value of your house on Zillow right now. See how much equity you have in the ground. This is all just money sitting there. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to live there forever? But if you don't and you want to sell it and get that equity out, there's capital gains taxes. What am I getting at? Well, if these types of questions are circling around in your head right now, then you're in luck today because you've tuned into possibly the only show today that's going to talk about the deadly sins that we see people making who were born between 1946 and 1964 that are really affecting their life in a terrible way. That's what this article was talking about. So how do you avoid them before it's too late? Let's begin with the first one. This is one of the biggest sins that we see committed all the time, and people just don't realize they're doing it. Listen to what I'm going to say here. You are not saving for your retirement properly. I'm not saying you're not saving, but I'm saying you're not saving for your retirement properly. Going back to the survey again, this survey is called the Boomer Expectations for Retirement. And according to this survey, and I might add what we see all the time as people come in here, is they're not saving properly. I'm not talking about the 23% of those surveyed who aren't saving at all. No, that's easy to start putting something away somewhere. I'm talking about the 77% of you that have started to save but are making these deadly sins right now. What are they? Let's break it down in percentages. This is right out of the article. 17% started to save, but then began the drain. You know what I'm talking about there? Okay, well, let's talk about it. Like what? Well, you started to save into your 401k, maybe started to put equity away into your property, and then your kids. The kids needed something, and it's so important. I've got to have it today, right now. You got a life? Stop your life. I'm your life. Give it to me now. Turn your cell phone off. But that's so cruel. How can you do that? I'm just telling you, these statistics don't lie. All right. Well, maybe it wasn't your kids. Maybe it was desperation. Maybe something came up in your life that was unforeseen and it caused you to dip into that plan because you were desperate. Or you made a decision because you were desperate. You didn't know what to do. No one's educated you about this stuff. They don't teach it in school. You don't have anybody you can just pick up the phone and talk to. Excuse me, but me. So you didn't know what to do. So you made a decision that unfortunately forced the drain to open in your retirement account, your retirement universe, as we'll call it. And the money started to flow out of your universe. You follow me? What else? Carelessness. You're just careless. You just made a bad decision, which again isn't your fault because you were never educated about this. What's another big mistake we see all the time? A bigger percentage than 17%. Have failed to calculate a retirement savings goal at all. And get this, half of those who have a financial advisor, this blew me away. So you have a financial advisor, you're saving for retirement, but you're not doing it properly. Why? Because you haven't even set a target at all. When is this going to happen? How much do I need each month and where is it going to come from? Those are very simple questions, aren't they? Should I repeat them again? When am I going to do this? How much am I going to need each month? And where is it going to come from? Simple, but shocking. Because you're paying your advisor's fees, which you may or may not see, and you have no idea when you can retire, how much income you can expect to generate for the rest of your life out of those assets, and where it's going to come from. And this is a deadly sin. It's called sloth, laziness. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, this is a good one. What's the magic age that you should consider retiring? Our famous They Say segment's coming up.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Statistics don't lie. Find out what it is. It always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets podcast. If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Follow David on Twitter and tweet him a question. Just go to @pyaradio. That's @pyaradio. This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. The financial and investing world can be so complex, so confusing, so much so that people become paralyzed and do nothing. But we believe the only cure to this paralysis is education. And we want to help you avoid running out of money in retirement by educating yourself this morning about the deadly retirement sins that we see people make all the time. But before I get into the famous They Say segment, we have a call that came in during the break. This is from Tony. And Tony has a question. Let's see what it is.
Hey, David. It's Tony out in Santa Clara. I'm just worried about having enough money for retirement. I listen to your show each week, the first-time caller. What would a 40-year-old who's been working his whole life do to start preparing to have money saved for retirement? Thank you. I'll take your answer off the air.
Well, Tony, thanks for the question. 40 years old, you start to save for retirement now. It's never too late, so don't get depressed. It's the first thing I can tell you. I'm glad you're going to try now. You got plenty of time and plenty of things you can do. So I'm going to talk about this here in this segment. It's actually a good setup for the They Say.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
So here's one that they say, Tony, and you may be thinking this right now. Since you're 40, maybe you're thinking about retiring at age 65, because I've heard they say.
They say.
Are you kidding me?
That you should retire at age 65. It's like some magic number or something. Is that a good idea? Well, I think one of the biggest mistakes I see people make all the time is that they just mishandle a retirement date, meaning that they just pick some date out of nowhere. So, Tony, as you think about building your retirement, or if you're at or near retirement, or even thinking about retirement, don't just put a date on there, an age on there. Make it make sense for you. I want to give you an example. I was just coming back on an airplane this week from France. I was in Paris and running around Italy for a couple of weeks with some friends. And I was getting on the plane in Paris, and there was a couple in front of me from Pleasanton. And I could tell that they had had a great time together. They just looked happy. I'd say they were probably in their early 70s. And I just happened to say to them, "So what'd you do this last time you've been here?" And they said, "Well, we've been here about a month." I said, "A month?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Wow, are you guys retired?" And they said, "As a matter of fact, we are. We just retired and we decided to come to Europe because we'd never done it before for a month." And I said, "Wow, that's amazing. So how did you know it was time to retire?" And she said, "Because they made me." And that's one way that it happens. You get let go or they force you out. But he thought, well, if she's going to be done, then I want to be done too if I can. And what was great about this story is they Airbnb'd in Rome. They decided to get an RV, which I've been to Europe a lot and even live there and rarely see people in RVs. But they had the stones, I'll say, to get an RV and drive around in Rome. And if you've ever seen what Roman traffic is like, you think you know how to drive in this country? I'll tell you what, you go to Rome and you get yourself a rental car and just try and drive around the Spiazza a couple times. See what happens. It'll drive you crazy. You'll be like, "This is crazy." It's like bumper cars. Anyway, imagine an RV. I mean, I just was shaking my head, but this is great. So they got an RV and they were smiling and they drove all the way to Paris. And on their way there, they stopped wherever they felt they wanted to stop. What a great way to go. Can you imagine? For a whole month. So, again, it may not be your fault if you get laid off, but listen to this statistic. Again, I'm talking about the articles I've been talking about this morning. If you missed it, it's called Boomer Expectations for Retirement. This is a brand new article that just came out, Boomer Expectations for Retirement. And according to this article, people between the ages of 67 to 72, think about that, between 67 and 72, does that apply to you? Apply to this couple I'm talking about. 31% of them overestimate how long they'll be able to keep working. According to the survey, many boomers predict they're going to work past 70, but get this. Again, these are statistics, but they're pretty interesting. 10% actually do. So think about that. If you're getting close to 60 right now, or maybe in your 60s right now, and you're thinking about retiring, and maybe you're thinking about working longer or what you need to do, you're right in the sweet spot of all this. And maybe you want to take off next month and go to Europe and get an RV for a month. I don't know. You thought about it? Can you do it? Do you know how to do it? Well, I want to give hats off to that couple because they're making it happen because they know what they can spend each month. And that was one of my questions I started with. First of all, when are you going to retire? How much can you spend each month? And where is it going to come from? So let's talk about the next deadly retirement mistake I see all the time. risk. So Tony called earlier and asked the question, which applies to Tony as well, risk. You've got to manage the risk. So if you're at or near retirement, you better be managing that risk, because I've seen this happen. I saw it in 2008. I saw it in 2000. I saw it in 94. When people retire and they put money away and then they think they're going to live off of that money, but they have no clue as to what percentage is going to come out or how it's going to come out or how it's going to be affected when the market drops 20, 30, 40%, which will happen again at some point in the future. And when that happens, are you going to be forced to sell off some of those assets to keep your monthly cash flow going? There's a better way to do it. You need to develop a plan, and you need to put your money in different buckets, I'll call it, different reserves that can help create a massive amount of flow. You follow me? So when bad things happen, it doesn't matter. Can you say that with me? It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Market drops 200 points, 1,000 points, 5,000 points. They raise interest rates. It just doesn't matter. China deal doesn't happen. Market crashes. It just doesn't matter. Can you say that with me? Of course you can. So, deep in the footnotes of this article, I found the most astonishing revelation of the entire survey. In fact, about two-thirds of all boomers surveyed in this survey have committed this deadly sin. Find out what it is and how you can take steps today to avoid it happening to you. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
Listening to the Protect Your Assets podcast.
I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. Just trying to hit that drop just right. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Happy birthdays, Dr. Neil White, Nicole Harity, John Barthel, Joy Frost, Lynette Jones, and David Hanafy over there in Ireland. Have a happy birthday, you guys. Hope you enjoy this great weather and another year gone by. Happy birthday. So this morning, we've been covering some very interesting content. There was an article that was published recently, and it really got me thinking, because it was talking about how many people are unprepared for retirement and committing these things I'll call deadly sins, which we see all the time for people who come in here. This was a survey done by the Insured Retirement Institute. The Insured Retirement Institute. And the article is called... Sorry, I'm trying to find it for you. I'll find it. Anyways, has to do with boomers retiring. But in any event, you can go back to my previous segment and listen to the title. But this article was so fascinating because it surveyed people between the ages of 56 and 72 specifically. And it had a lot of very interesting conclusions in it and statistics, which are percentages that we just see all the time. So if you were born, here it is, boomer expectations for retirement. Boomer expectations for retirement is the title. And it dealt with folks who were born between 1946 and 1964. And this was the number one thing they found, which was in the footnotes for some reason. I don't know why they didn't talk about it more. So let me talk about it here for a minute. You haven't set your affairs in order. This is what the survey talked about. About two-thirds of all the boomers have taken no steps to protect themselves from something happening. Like what? Well, like diminished capacity, like dementia, like Alzheimer's, like just falling and breaking your hip. Another one, underestimating your healthcare costs. Here's some numbers for you. A 2018 analysis estimated that a healthy couple in their mid-60s may need to budget between a third and a half a million dollars for healthcare expenses. So, extra half a million laying around for healthcare? According to this IRI survey, Again, the boomer expectations for retirement. More than half of boomers think that your health care costs are going to come to less than 20% of your retirement income. That's just wrong. So if you ignore these things, they're just going to end up costing you later. And who's going to pay? Medicare won't pay for it. Again, according to this article, 46% of people surveyed believed that Medicare was going to pay for all of this. Are you serious? Really? So the problem is you just haven't spelled it all out in your plan. What are your wishes? What do you want to do when this happens to you, possibly, or your spouse? The statistics are extremely high that it's going to happen to one of you. So not if, but when it happens, don't be unprepared. Get yourself together. Get a power of attorney, a detailed one. If you're not sure if you have a good enough one, or you're not sure that your papers are in order, or even if you have a plan. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers in the studio, Matt, Dora, Valerie, Allison, Felicia. Thank you, Jordan Hayden, for helping out this morning. And remember, if you missed any of this, you can always podcast this show at pyaradio.com. Exciting new podcast there. Share it with your friends. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr. Sandman,
bring me a dream. All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.